Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you subscribed to OnlyPage yet? Visit OnlyPage.com for VIP access to all things, well, me. From golf instruction content, behind-the-scenes footage, and new content uploaded weekly, including member-only live streams, OnlyPage is your only way to connect with me off social media. Sign up today at OnlyPage.com. Again, that's OnlyPage.com. Do you want to improve your game faster and hit your driver longer? The good news is ShotScope can help you achieve your goals. ShotScope has products for every golfer, such as GPS watches, laser rangefinders, and shot tracking devices designed to lower scores and improve your golf by over 4 shots on average. I use the Pro LX Plus rangefinder on the course to get my distances. What I love most about ShotScope is tracking my game and reviewing my stats. The great news is your personalized stats are completely free with no yearly subscription. If I can use it, anyone can. Jump over to ShotScope.com today and find the perfect product for you. And remember to use my code PAGE at checkout.
This is Playing Around with Paige Renee.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Playing Around podcast. I'm your host, Paige Renee, and this is going to be the last podcast of 2023. So I thought I would go through my goals for 2024 and what I learned in 2023. So let's just get right into it. We're going to start off with golf because this was a very eye-opening year for me within golf. I've talked about this before, but I had, it's going to sound crazy, but PTSD when it came to playing golf and keeping score. I played competitively in junior golf and college golf and a year professionally, and it was a grind mentally and physically for me. I didn't enjoy it, and when I quit playing competitive golf, I was in a really weird headspace where if someone whipped out a scorecard and started to write down my score, I would have a panic attack. There were just so many negative feelings that were involved with keeping score and a part of my life that I was just not very happy, and it brought me back to that time and I hated it. And this year, I feel like I've made a jump in the right direction of really enjoying the game of golf again, but also enjoying keeping score and having it be a challenge. I would always see it as something that was negative. And if I posted a bad score and what would come and my head would start spinning and I would go out of control. But now it's like, okay, you're going to post good scores. You're going to post bad scores. The bad scores don't define you, doesn't make you a bad person or a bad golfer or any of these things. And I needed time to be able to wrap my head around that concept and be like, golf is hard. It's a very challenging game, but that's why we love it. And that's why it's fun. I learned how to practice this year where it's not quantity, it's quality, and focusing in on what you're bad at. So for me, that's iron play. And so I really had to focus in on my irons and my wedges. The next was getting a really great instructor. I've worked with instructors, but not consistently. And so when I was preparing for my match against John Daly, I knew I had to step it up and I knew I had to commit to getting better because there were going to be a lot of people there watching me. We were going to be live streaming it. And of course, I was playing against a high quality player, so I had to bring my A game. Started working with Jonathan Yarwood, and everything just clicked for me. I've always struggled with my takeaway. And if you start off wrong in your swing, it's all timing after that. And so there were days where I would be on fire, lights out, striping the ball. And then there's days where I couldn't even hit it and I would always have to rely on my short game. And so a lot of the rounds of golf that I would play were very, I was just very anxious because I didn't know where the ball was going. I was scrambling the entire time and that's just not that fun of a round to play. And so working with Jonathan, I was really able to finally, I wouldn't say finally fix it because as you know, in golf, like you're never perfectly fixed, but I was taking steps in the right direction, which again made golf fun because I felt like I was progressing. I felt before where I just hit a wall and I couldn't break through and I couldn't figure things out and it was quite frustrating. And sometimes you just have to see an instructor and the way that they say it just clicks with you. And that's what happened with Jonathan. And so I got really excited, almost ignited this new passion within the game for me. And that's why I am such a advocate for going to see a really great instructor because it can completely change your entire outlook on golf if you just have proper golf instruction. Next was posting scores. So I decided to keep a handicap. And this is very recent, very, very recent. But I realized that I need to keep a handicap. I need to know where my game is. And I need to see this as a challenge and use that to motivate me. And so going into 2024, I'm really excited. I want to be like disgustingly good at golf. Like I want to feel confident when I go out there. I don't want to make excuses for myself. I want to put the effort into getting better. And so I'm excited to take you on my journey in 2024 of getting my game in shape, where I want it, going through those ups and downs, because I know that it's not going to just be, you know, a straight climb up the mountain. It's going to be up and down and all the way around. And I'm probably going to look back at this podcast and listen to it and be like, okay, this is your positive attitude. This is where you need to be because I'll probably want to quit in 5 months. Like we all know how golf is, but I am determined to stick with this and I'm excited about the progression of my golf game in 2024. So my goal is to practice, stay patient, and keep that passion alive. Next goal of mine in 2024 is to commit to having more hobbies. I have talked about this. Through therapy, I realized that I have never had any hobbies and I have just focused on one singular goal, which can drive you insane. And that's just all I've ever known. When I was younger, it was to be a gymnast and go to the Olympics. And then after that, it was playing golf and trying to become, you know, the greatest female golfer of all time. And then after that, it's, you know, working in media and what does that look like? And there's always one path and one goal. And that's all I'm ever focused on. And so this year I've tried actually different things. I've tried pickleball. I'm going to try paddle. So having different hobbies and things that I'm focused on has been really fun for me and exciting. And I realized that makes me a more rounded person. I've tried to read more. I've tried to just broaden my horizons. And that has really helped me. And so if someone's like, what are your hobbies? And you have to think about it, then you're like me. And in 2024, I want to challenge you to find one new hobby, whatever it may be, because it really does help you de-stress, disconnect and focus on something else. And it makes you excited and passionate. And there's all these positives that come with finding a new hobby. And with finding a new hobby, you get to meet new people. And that's also really exciting because it's really hard to make friends when you're an adult. And so to find a hobby, you meet like-minded people, and we could all use more friends. So I think it's a positive and I'm looking forward to that. Next goal for me in 2024 is to, so this one's going to sound a little pessimistic, so stay with me, but it's to be a little bit more guarded around people. One of my flaws is that it's good and bad. I see the best in people and I give people so many second chances and I often get burned because I'm just so hopeful that they are going to be the person that I believe them to be. And that never really happens. There are so many really amazing people out there that you don't need to waste your time on the people who continuously disappoint you. So in 2024, I'm going to remove those people, which I've already done in 2023, which I'm really happy and proud of myself for doing. And so I'm moving into 2024 with a fresh start, great supportive people around me where I don't have to be disappointed or second guess them or feel like that something bad's always going to happen and you just can have trust in people and that you don't have to put yourself through that. And that's something I guess I just never really realized, that you don't have to subject yourself to that kind of behavior. You don't have to fix someone else. You can just remove them from your life and move forward and feel great. And so that's what I'm going to do. So there's no more bad people who lie and steal and, you know, do all that bad stuff. None of that. We are going drama-free in 2024. I want to live an easy life, a stress-free life. And by doing so, you have to remove some of that in your life, and that's okay. So in 2024, I am going to be a little bit more guarded in a good way.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This summer, unleash the power of winning with PointsBet. Whether you are into home runs or hole-in-ones, PointsBet is your home for live betting. With PointsBet's lightning bets, you can bet inning by inning or shot by shot. And every day with PointsBet Power Hour, eligible customers get daily boosts, best odds, or no juice lines that you can't find anywhere else. New users can download the app today using code PAGE and receive 5 second chance bets up to $100 each. That's 5 straight days where PointsBet will match your losing wager and bonus bets. PointsBet, your move. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER for crisis counseling and referral services. Next goal of mine is to always be creative. I'm really proud of myself this year for challenging myself and trying a bunch of new things that I have never done before. And I think it is great for all of us to be uncomfortable and to take steps in a new direction, because you never know where it's going to lead you. Sometimes it's positive and sometimes it's negative, but it's always a learning experience and you have to always go outside of your comfort zone to grow. So I want to continue to do that in 2024. I feel like my eyes have been open within my career and I have taken complete control over my business and my career and what I want to do and where I want it to go. I was stuck in a little bit of a rut and I am very excited to try new things, try new content. Like I said, I have an amazing team around me and just produce the best quality content that I can produce. And I think that you guys are going to be blown away by some of the changes that we're going to make and the quality of the content, from my subscription site to the podcast to YouTube, all of my social channels. I really want to focus in on creating amazing content, always have the creativity flowing, and trying new things. So you might see pieces of content that you're not quite used to, but like I said, we have to step outside of our comfort zones if we want to keep growing, and I'm going to continue to do that. And I'm excited about that, and you guys should do that too. Again, I think we can just all agree that sometimes, like, we know what we should be doing, we get stuck in a rut, and we just do the same thing over and over and over again, but we have to break free of that and continue to move forward and take steps in a positive direction and grow and change and improve. Next goal, fitness. So I want to really work on my fitness. I feel that I have been kind of changing my routine. I've been working out for such a long time that, again, I feel like I'm a little bit in a rut. And so I want to try new workout classes. I want to try, I don't want to call it diets, but different types of eating that might make me feel better. I noticed that food is really tied into how I feel emotionally. And when I have too much sugar or carbs, that it really impacts my anxiety. And so I want to try eliminating some foods, maybe adding some different foods in, and seeing just really how that impacts my life. Like I said, in 2024, I really want to be as stress-free and as happy as possible. And so that could be a diet change. And again, that's okay as well. We don't want to always do the same thing. And so I will keep you guys updated on what that looks like. Next goal for 2024 is I want to play two golf courses that are on my bucket list. The first one is I want to play Oakmont. Both my parents are from Pittsburgh, and I've always wanted to play that golf course. I've never been able to, and I want to play that golf course. The second one, this is a little tougher, Pine Valley. I've been dying to play Pine Valley, and I want to make it happen. So those are two courses that I am like itching to play, and I really, really want to play. Next goal for 2024 is to stay more connected with my friends and family. This year in 2023, I was traveling around so much, and at times I forgot to connect with the people that I love most. And so that is a goal of mine, is to always stay connected with my core group of people. I want to keep those relationships healthy, and they've always been there for me. And so the least I can do is be responsive, and I wouldn't say go out of my way, but because I don't want to sound like it's a chore, because it's not. But anytime I think about someone, I want to make sure that I'm reaching out to them and I am sending them a text, or that we're connecting, because that's really important. And especially with what I do and how much I travel, I don't want to ever feel like I'm alone. And, you know, I'm so work focused that I don't focus on other things in my life or other people in my life that matter. And so staying connected with friends and family while I'm traveling and while I'm working is something that I want to get better at. And I was working on that in 2023, and I did improve, but continued to improve in that in 2024. And the last goal that I have for 2024 is to continue to be myself and to use my voice. I understand the privilege that comes with my platform, and I have made so many changes within my life. And at times, I think that I have become defensive or almost wishy-washy on my brand, because I have been doing this for almost 8 years now. And as I have grown and matured, so has my brand and what I believe in. And I think there are times that when people come at me, I get defensive, or I try to always talk about my point of view or why I'm doing this. And I want to stop doing that in 2024, but use my voice in a very positive way, which means that instead of always defending what I'm doing, continuing to push my message, which is creating really fun content, talking about empowerment, being yourself, owning who you are, but you don't have to defend that. I think that it comes through in my content. And so I want to do less of that and less almost convincing myself that this is the right thing to do, because I know that this is where I stand and what I want to do and the content that I want to create. And there's always so much pushback or conversation around me and what I'm doing. And I just want to be proud of the work that I put out, because I am. And I love what I do, and I want to continue to be a positive impact on people's lives. And that is less talking about why I'm doing this or being defensive about it. I know what I'm doing. I love what I do. I'm owning who I am, and I want to continue to do that in 2024. I think over the last couple of years, I've been stepping in that right direction, but I want to stop doing that. I want to stop almost like making, it's weird. It's almost like making excuses of why this is okay. I know it's okay. You guys know it's okay. Like, I don't have to do that anymore. I love what I do. I own who I am, and that's what I want to do. I want to continue to be a strong woman and be sexy at the same time and put fun content out there and also try different ventures and try new things and just continue life in a very positive, confident way. So those are all my goals for 2024. I think it's going to be an amazing year, but I cannot end this podcast without thanking you all for the support in 2023. I am eternally grateful. I would not be able to do what I do without you all. Across all social platforms, I really can't fully express how much you all mean to me. The support you give me, the encouragement that you give me, just you guys are always there when I need you, and I try to put out great content to show my appreciation of the support that you give me, and I want to continue to do that. But again, I cannot thank you enough. I truly, from the bottom of my heart, I am eternally grateful for all of the support. You guys always showing up for me. It really, truly means the world to me. I think a lot of influencers can lose sight about what matters, and what matters is you all. And you will always matter the most to me, and everything that I do, I always keep you guys. It's funny. So anytime someone asks me about, you know, what I do or what brands I take, I always think about you guys as if you're my family, and would you approve and would you like it? And is it something that would be beneficial for you? And you are always the first thing that I think of when it comes to next steps with whatever I do. And that's just how much you matter to me. And I hope that I show that enough. I really, truly hope I do, because again, I don't even think I can express in words the feeling that I get when I talk about you guys, because I live such a blessed, amazing life because of you and everything that you guys do and the support that you give me. And so again, I'm rambling because I love you guys so much, but it truly does mean the world to me. And I really hope that you know that. So I hope that you guys have had an amazing 2023. And if you hadn't, that's okay, because 2024 is going to be an amazing year, and I hope that I will make it even brighter and better with the content that I put out, and I'm always trying to improve and evolve so I can give you better content every single day. So let's give it up for 2023. It's been a great year, and we're going to move on to 2024, and it's going to be even better. So thank you guys so much, and I will catch you. I was seriously going to say, I'll catch you guys next year. Dun-dun-dun. Yeah, so I'll catch you here next time. How's that? Enjoy the holidays. Amazing 2023. 2024 is going to be the best ever. Bye, guys.
Follow Playing Around with Paige Renee on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com. Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.